Grace, mercy, and peace be with all of you here this day from our triune God. So, I was asking questions of the kids today, and I've been pondering some questions of my own this past week. So, if you have the answer to these questions after church when you're shaking hands with me as we're leaving, maybe you can sort of share these answers to these questions that have just been on my mind recently. So, here's the first one. When does it stop being partly cloudy and start being partly sunny? You can answer that one. I'd really like to know. All right. Another one. How can something be both new and improved? Because if it's new, then what is it improving on? Okay. Here's another one that has just pondered. Why do banks charge you for insufficient funds when you don't already have enough money in your account to cover the things that you're already trying to purchase? If anybody can tell me that one, I'd like to know that. And then finally, does anybody here have another word for thesaurus? All right. Well, today's gospel reading that we have is full of questions, and they are all being posed by Pontius Pilate. And Jesus is responding to all of these questions except the last one that I shared with you this morning. Pilate asks Jesus, "What is truth?" And Jesus says nothing. So you might wonder, why didn't Jesus answer Pilate when he asked this question? Well, perhaps he simply said nothing because he already sensed that it was a rhetorical type of question. In other words, a question of frustration coming from a guy under intense political pressure at that moment. And as we all, I think, know, the question, what is truth, is a question that most politicians seem to have trouble answering these days. However, it is more than likely that Jesus chose not to respond to this question by Pilate because he knew that he wasn't really looking for an answer. He wasn't really looking for the truth. Pilate wasn't looking for what was true, but rather he was looking for what was expedient. What was the least likely ways to cause a riot in the streets of Jerusalem and get a phone call from the emperor. So how did this little chat get started anyway? Well, it began when Pilate asked Jesus the question, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus responds to this question of Pilate, and the conversation then continues. Pilate repeats his question again, "So you are a king?" And Jesus replies again to Pilate, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Now, I think we mustn't try to get all philosophical here. Jesus wasn't trying to pull Pilate into a conversation about Greek philosophy. Jesus was not referring to the truth of the philosophers, but rather the truth of and about God. And Jesus knew that Pilate wasn't quite ready to hear what the truth about God was. And so he just decided not to respond to this final question that Pilate asks, "What is truth?" However, Jesus' reluctance to answer here Pilate's question about truth certainly hasn't stopped many of us preachers from trying to answer the same question about Jesus that he decided to leave unanswered. And that's because Jesus makes plenty of other statements we find throughout Scripture about God's truth. We find them where he tells us that God is love, and that God wants us to be reconciled to him, and that God's kingdom is not like our earthly kingdoms, and that we should love God and love our neighbors as ourselves. And God's word is truth. And then, of course, we have that big one that Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So this question then of what is truth is not one that is impossible for us to answer. In fact, Jesus says right here in today's text that everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. And this is not the first or the only time that Jesus has ever said this. In fact, we find even a little earlier in John's gospel where Jesus talks about being the good shepherd. And in that section of scripture, Jesus says that the sheep hear my voice. That's chapter 10, verse 3. And then Jesus goes on to say, the sheep follow me because they know my voice. And he also says that I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also so that they will listen to my voice. And finally, in that section from John 10, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. So it would seem that in order to belong to the truth and to listen to Jesus' voice, we must also then be a member of the flock over which Jesus is that good shepherd. And now back in Jesus' day, that word shepherd was also a frequent metaphor for the word king. Therefore, if we want to follow our Christ the King theme here for this Sunday, then there is a connection here beyond Pilate's inquiry, so you are a king? Okay then. So where then in our 21st century culture these days do we see examples of belonging to the truth? Certainly we can cite many instances of good deeds being done, of people being cared for, the least of these. People who do such acts are often motivated by listening to Jesus' voice. Such deeds are not only worth noting, but they are also worth emulating. But maybe another way for us to learn about belonging to the truth is to consider those times in our lives where we may not be listening closely to Jesus' voice. Why? Because if we're not listening to Jesus' voice, well, then we are not belonging to the truth. For example, we are not listening to the voice of Jesus when we do not show love for one another. Or when we choose not to pray for our enemies. Or when we do not take up our cross and follow. Or when we are not involved in making disciples. Or when we do not forgive others. Or when we are consumed with being materially and financially successful, or when we judge one another. So that when we turn away from Jesus, that is when we turn away from the truth. And when we turn away from the truth, that's when we turn away from having a meaningful life. Years ago, the Danish philosopher and theologian Soren Kierkegaard commented on this question, what is truth? Kierkegaard warned us in this that if we abolish truth by accepting Christ's teachings without accepting Christ, then we are in error. We want the truth the easy way, Kierkegaard wrote. This is to abolish truth, for Christ the teacher is more important than the teaching. So the question then, what is truth, is not an unanswerable question. Christ is the truth. And Jesus chose not to answer this question, you see, when Pilate asked it, because Pilate wasn't really interested at that moment in the truth. It's kind of like Jack Nicholson and said in that movie, A Few Good Men, you can't handle the truth. Jesus might have said that very same thing, I think, to Pilate. But he did answer it elsewhere throughout the scriptures when he said things like, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he continues to answer that question in the ways that we experience him each and every day of our lives. Christ is the truth. And we can discover that truth by listening for Christ's voice. Amen.